Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
Sports Today. Kevin Walsh alongside George Kurtz taking you up till noon. And George, there's a couple of guys that I want to talk to you about that I seem to be having to make the decision on in some of these early best ball drafts that I am in. But one of the things I do have to keep asking myself as I am, it's early June. I was drafting some of these teams in May. Do you feel it is important to diversify your portfolio, if you will? Because obviously, right, we have rankings for today. We feel as if, maybe today you'd rather LeSean McCoy than Dalvin Cook, but it's close. Reality is, though, when the season rolls around, maybe Dalvin Cook would jump him. So let's just start there in terms of anybody that may be doing some earlier drafts, whether they be some best balls or MFL 10s, whatever it may be. Do you think that you just kind of you stick by it? If I think that this guy is number 8, then I take him instead of the guy that I at the moment have at number 9, or it's close, let me switch things up because I don't want to become too locked into one guy and then have anything that I drafted in June be completely blown out because I didn't diversify.
You know, it's funny because I ask people that question too. It's a question I like to get an answer to. Generally what I do is in this, we all have our rankings. So I'm almost always going to follow my rankings, but I'm also well aware. All right. This is my 6th draft. I now have, player A in 4 of these drafts. You know, and like you said, it's football, and this guy could easily get hurt. You know, it's an 8. If player A was 8, and then player B is number 10, they're close. They're in the same tier for me. Sure, after a certain amount of drafts, when I have this guy on too many teams, I'm gonna go with player B. To diversify my team a little bit, assuming I don't think it's that much of a difference where it's close. Almost coin toss like close. I'll diversify, but if player, at number 8, player A is in tier 2, and player, B is the 10th overall in tier 3, different tiers, then I'm still going with player A. I'll have on 19 teams. I won't change tiers, and I won't really hurt my team. I'll have to take my chance. Sometimes drafts do work out. We always end up with the same player. Now, you mentioned, I'll play in about redraft leagues, probably 6 to 8 this year, but best ball could easily be double that because I enjoy best ball, leave your team and move on. And I will realize, I do keep track of players I have on multiple teams. I'm not talking about 2 teams. I don't care. But once it gets up to 4, 6, 8, with all these teams, and I'm like, okay, we got to stop here. Because now you're really just going for broke. A, you're hoping he stays healthy, and B, you're hoping this player has a big year where it pays off. But like I said, it could easily be, he got hurt, you're done. Now you just lost 8 teams, 10 teams, whatever it is. So I am very well aware, Kev. Bottom line is, I don't mind taking a different player to diversify, but not a different tier.
I think that is a great point. And I think that tiers, I don't really think you can stress that enough, how important tiers are. It gives you an idea to where you're not as caught up on 8 versus 9, but rather tier 1 or tier 4 versus what tier 5 looks like. That way you know kind of where people belong, and you can then sort through the groupings a little bit better. I think that helps. Now, there are 2 tight ends that I've had to make the decision on, and I feel like most people would have them in the same tier, and that's Greg Olsen and Jimmy Graham. And typically, Greg Olsen is going higher than Jimmy Graham, but honestly, George, I'm starting to have Jimmy Graham on almost every single team because I'm kind of starting to think that Jimmy Graham's got a really, really good chance to lead the entire NFL in touchdowns. I just feel that, we did this thing last year, right, where people were excited about Martellus Bennett in Green Bay, and there were people who said, but Aaron Rodgers has never really used the tight end like that. The counter was, he's never had a tight end as good as Bennett. Well, multiply that argument now by 1,000 by having a talent at the tight end position like a Jimmy Graham. And I think about the fact as well that Jordy Nelson is gone. And I know Davante Adams is there, and they pay Davante Adams. And he's still going to be the guy who leads them in targets. When we get into the red zone, and even throughout drives, I think we're going to see a lot of Jimmy Graham. And I'm starting to have him on almost every single team. Am I maybe too bullish in thinking that Jimmy Graham could end up leading all of football in touchdowns?
Well, I'll still put my money on Gronk. You know, I'm just going on Gronk there. But that being said, I think he could easily be second. That wouldn't shock me because I think they're going to use him, you know, in that role. You know, that rebound role in the red zone. Throw the ball up, let Jimmy go get it. He's not the same tight end he used to be as in New Orleans, where he was a downfield threat there. He just mismatched everybody. I think injuries have taken away that burst, that speed from him. So where now he's not a plotter, mind you, but he's just not close to a normal tight end that he used to be. Now you bring up a great point in Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson's the pitcher for Milwaukee. He's on the DL. Jordy Nelson, a lot of his value wasn't catching touchdowns. And a lot of those touchdowns were Rodgers, you know, making extra plays in the red zone, and eventually he'd find Jordy in the end zone. You know, Rodgers would be running around behind the line, and eventually Jordy would get open. I think Jimmy almost goes down to that same play. Davante Adams is going to have a lot of double coverage. Graham, he'll have some double coverage, especially when they get closer for the jump ball. But other than that, he's going to have one-on-one. Aaron Rodgers will run around, buy time, and find him. So I think it's interesting here. I did just write the tight end breakdown for the Roto Expert Exclusive Edge Draft Package, which should be out next month. I had Jimmy Graham and Olsen, you mentioned, in the same tier. I do have Olsen higher right now, but I think it was by one. You know, they are that close to me, and I have worries about Olsen going on. I like Graham as well. And I tell you, tight end is weird this year. You know, there's really only about 7 to 10 that I trust. After that, it gets shaky to me. I'm generally one, Kev, who'd like to wait on tight ends. You know, I never had Gronk, Kelsey, because I'm not drafting a tight end rounds 3, 4, and 5. Don't want to do it. I wanted to wait till rounds 8, 9, 10. But this year, I may have to change that because tight end gets, like I said, it gets shaky real quick if they're really the first 7 or 8 are gone here where you're taking chances now. So Jimmy Graham is a guy that I'd feel comfortable having. That's the bottom line here. He's in my, I think he's in my third tier. You know, I'm a weird tier guy. For me, Gronk is in the tier all by himself. The second tier is Ertz and Kelsey. And then I have Jimmy Graham with the Olsons. I think Delonte Walker's in there. I guess one other tight end that I can't think of right now is in there as well. So I like Graham. No issues with them. Green Bay is going to throw the ball a lot. He's going to have his chance at touchdowns. Like I said, I'll put my money on Gronk having the most. I'm just going to play it safe there. But it wouldn't shock me if Jimmy Graham's number two.
If you can, then maybe give us a little bit of a preview, just kind of some of the stuff that you saw through these tight end breakouts, right? You mentioned that it gets shaky, yet you have to counterbalance this idea that it is difficult to take a tight end in round 2 or a round 3. But Gronk is someone, I mean, right, we talked a lot about him in our number 1, but in just terms of football, nobody is going to make any type of argument, even if I think that Jimmy Graham's going to lead the NFL in touchdowns. If they were both on the board and at the same exact point, you still take Gronk ahead of taking Jimmy Graham. Like that, there's just no debate there. You think about the fact that Edelman is now going to be missing time, and it does very much so feel as if Brady and Gronk are tied at the hip. If you have to go earlier on tight end than you would like in years past, would you be okay then maybe pulling the trigger on a Gronkowski, say you get him mid to end of round 2, just because there is nobody at that position that you would have more faith in?
I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? If you get Rob Gronkowski in round 2, well, like you said, that's where he's going. If you want Gronk, it's round 2.
Yeah.
I mean, you get such an advantage week in, week out at the tight end position. You know, you're starting off with a great spot. Then again, you're sacrificing obvious, you know, maybe your number one running back if you went wide receiver round 1. You got to really play. If you're planning on taking Gronk round 2, that probably means, Kev, I have two choices. One, I'm taking running back round 1 no matter what. I got to solidify that. Wide receiver's deep. Yeah, I won't get a star, but wide receiver's deep. I can live with taking wide receiver, my first wide receiver in round 3. But I got to take a running back round 1. Or on the opposite end, you're going with a zero running back strategy. which I don't like. I think that's gone. I think it's really gone by the wayside now. I think it was hot for a couple of years, and now it's going away. But you could do that and end up being with somebody who drafts, you know, 4, 5, 6 running backs and hope, you know, you throw money against the wall, hope some of it sticks, and you get lucky with the running backs. I don't want to do that, but I could